Let's begin Siman Dalet. We touched on it in the past, but we didn't really get into it yet. So we're on page 15, or the equivalent of page 15. And the Mechaber says, Yirchatz Yodav V'yivarech al Netilas Yadayim. So let's just review. We have two approaches to Negelvasa that we discussed. We have the Rosh about Nikius, because during the course of the night, he touches parts of the body that are not clean. And we had the Rashba, who says that every morning it's a Chadoshim Lebekarim, you're a new entity, a new Birya, and just like the Kohen would have to do a Kiddush Yadayim in the Klisharis, in the Kiyar, before he starts his Avoda of the day, we too are like the Kohenim, and we begin our Avoda on a daily basis with Kiddush Yadayim. And we mentioned that we're going to accept both opinions, and we try to combine them lahalacha. So let's see if we can get anything out of this Mishnah Berurah number Beis. Number Aleph we summarized outside, but number Beis he says v'yavarech umiyad achar anetila yavarech. Now, first he should pour the water on his hands, and then he should make the bracha. And he says that, you know, it would be nice if the bracha would be before the niguv, right before he dries his hand, but it doesn't have to be. He doesn't even have to dry his hand. And we spoke about this in the last occasion, that there's such a thing as air drying your hands. But he does quote a sheet of the Yesh Machmirim that we mentioned last time, that he's got to get rid of the water on his hand before he makes the bracha. In other words, that he says, Svir lehu de'ein ruach ra'ah sar me'adam, in order to remove the ruach ra'ah, this is going with the Rosh's approach. Well, actually, I shouldn't say the Rosh, because this is actually a third category, that you have to wash your hands because of ruach ra'ah. And you need the niguv, in other words, the ruach ra'ah somehow is still connected to the water on his hand, so you have to have niguv. But he says that we don't accept that shita, and therefore, as soon as we wash our hands three times on each hand, we can make the bracha. And then if we dry our hands, matov, that's great. Then he quotes this Seder Ayom, that he doesn't want you to be touching your malbushim before you wash your hands. But that's already very difficult. You know, you have to put on your inner garments for sure before you can make the bracha, before you wash your hands. But maybe you could be machmir as far as the outer garments, perhaps. Shlo yigav b'malbush of his outer garments ad sheyito, until he washes his hands. Gemara lo mashma kein, the Magen Avraham says that there's no indication from the Gemara that a person has to wash his hands before he comes in contact with his begad. Okay, now we have the issue about Asher Yotza. So if you remember, the Ramos says, V'yesh Omrim Gam Asher Yotzar, that there's an automatic requirement to make the Broch Asher Yotzar, absolutely unconditionally. And in that sense, Asher Yotzar is like the Broch of Elokai Neshoma. Every morning we thank Hashem for returning our Neshoma. And every morning we should thank Hashem for our physicality, our goof. And we cannot function without nekovim chalulim chalulim. Hence, on a morning basis, we should be making Asher Yotzar. Now we turn to page 16. Afilu lo asa tzrachav, the Ramos says, even if he hasn't used the washroom, nevertheless he should be reciting Asher Yotzar in the same way that he recites the bracha Elokai Neshama. Now the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim here on the top of page 16, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosam and Prima Gadim, the Lefi Atam, the Birya Chadoshim, Hoyad Neir Kol Alayla, the Oz Lo Nase Birya Chadoshim, Aboker, Eni Yochel of Arch Asher Yotzar, Lo Osa Tzrochav. In other words, according to the Prima Gadim's understanding, based on the Rashba, there's a whole unit of brachos that are all one entity, and they are being recited because of Birya Chadoshim. And what constitutes this entity? Number one, Netilas Yadayim. Number two, Asher Yotzar. Number three, Elokai Neshama. And that makes sense if you went to sleep at night And now God is returning in the morning. He's returning your neshama to you. Become a birya chadash. But if you stayed up all night, then you're not a birya chadash. You know, you haven't been recreated if you didn't sleep at night. And therefore, the bracha of Asher Yatzar should not be recited unless, of course, he uses the washroom. So again, what we're going to have to take up, I think this should be a separate topic unto itself. What are the laws of brachos as they apply to someone who is awake through the night? He did what we call a mishmar. And that's going to be relevant to Asher Yatzar. It could be read to Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi. It might even be relevant to the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Okay.
And Birchas
HaTorah, right? And someone who's up the night of Shavuos, they always have the issue, who's going to recite Birchas HaTorah if you're up the whole night? Now, in the Mishnah Berurah number Daled, he has a whole discussion about washing your hands twice. Right? Because what's going to happen is, if he washes his hands once, according to that man, the Yom, who says, Afil lo asa tzrachav, then later on, when he goes to the washroom, he's going to need a second Netilas Yadayim with a second Brach of Asher Yotzah. In other words, was he Yotzeh the Brach of Asher Yotzah, which he recited when he woke up in the morning, if later on he needs another Asher Yotzah because he went to the bathroom? And that problem is created by this sheet in the Rabbah that Afil lo asa tzrachav. So let's read the Mishnah Berurah inside number Dalit. He says, "Arotzel estalik min asof yizor lasas tzrachav tekev acher she'ira mayim al yodav shalosh piyamim." So in other words, he washes his hands immediately, and that's what he has to do, because the first thing he has to do in the morning is wash his hands. And then he should be makpid even before he makes the bracha to go into the washroom. And then when he gets out of the Beis HaKisei, then he's going to wash his hands a second time, and at that point he'll be Mavarech Asher Yotzar. He didn't want to make the Asher Yotzar after washing his hands, because he hasn't yet used the washroom. And although there are more quotes and opinion that he doesn't have to use the washroom to make the Asher Yotzar, we have to worry about the other opinion, who says that you only recite Asher Yotzar after you use the washroom. So the first thing you have to do is Netilas Yadayim. Now, what you should do is postpone the bracha of Asher Yotzar, because there are those who say you're not chayiv in that bracha, and wait until you go to the washroom. Tov Yosef Shelo Yivarech Afilu Birchas Netilas Yadayim. He says in this case that he washes twice, once al haboker, meaning as soon as he wakes up, a second time after he uses the washroom, he should not recite al Netilas Yadayim twice. He should postpone the Al Netilas Yadayim and wait until the second Netilas Yadayim after he urinates. Because in that sense, even the Al Netilas Yadayim might not be an appropriate bracha if he hasn't urinated yet. I mean, if he's full, then he has urine in his bladder. That's not the situation in which you want to make a bracha. If on the other hand he doesn't have any urine in his bladder and there's no pressing need to urinate, then it's less of a problem. Let him recite Al Netilas Yadayim on Negel Vasa. Later on, when he has the need to urinate, at that point he'll come out of the Beis HaKisei and he'll recite Asher Yotzah. But he was certainly Yotzah with the first bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim, because at that point he didn't have any pressing need to go to the bathroom. The Chayodim advocates in favor of delaying the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim until he is ready to daven. So that the Al Netilas Yadayim for the Chayodim, and we're going to soon see the Gaon holds the same way, should be attached to tefillah. And this very, very much reflects the sheet of the Rush, that the reason for the Al Netilas Yadayim is because of Nikius, and that's a prerequisite for tefillah. So it makes sense that the bracha, if it's connected and generated by tefillah, should be postponed until he gets up to tefillah. There's a bir halachi of great length. I believe, maybe we'll get back to it later, I don't want to hold up because I really want to get through at least a major chunk of Siman Daled, that the minhag is not like the not like the Chayodim, even though, as he says in the bottom, Akak Matzasi B'Sefer Maaser Rav the God, also had that minute to wait with Al Netziv Yedayim until he was ready to daven. But if I'm not mistaken, he comes to the conclusion that our minig is not like that. That's what I think. So, Bli Neder, if we get a chance, we'll go back to the Bir Allah. Now, the Mechaber says the following: Ma'im apsulim l'netilas yadayim l'se'uda, sherim l'netilas yadayim l'tfila. Let's talk about the Rosh, right? The Rosh says that your hands are filthy when you wake up in the morning, and therefore you need the Netilas Yadayim. Well, the purpose of the Netilas Yadayim is only to clean you for tefillah, to get rid of the filth. That's not the same as the Netilas Yadayim for Sa'uda. In the Netilas Yadayim for Sa'uda, we're going to learn later on it's going to be almost 200 simanim later, 150 simanim later. We're going to learn about what kind of water you need for su'udha. You know, it has to be drinkable water, etc., etc. But if you're talking about tefillah, then you want to just get rid of your filth, and then there's no need to obtain that water which is on the highest level and has all the requirements for su'udha, for the tilsi dayim for su'udha. However, there's a pella here of a Mishnah Berurah. When I say a pella, I mean for me it's a pella. Those who know, they're not surprised by this, but for me I was tremendously surprised, because he quotes here in the name of the Levush and the Prisha and others that the bracha in this case should not be Al Netil Sidayim. Why? Because Al Netil Sidayim is specifically earmarked for Mayim Shal Seuda. Notice the original Al Netil Sidayim was formulated by Chazal for Seuda, and then they expanded it to include the Netil Sidayim of Negelvasa. But in the case of Negelvasa, if you're using water that would not be used for the original, meaning for the Netilas Yadayim L'Seuda, then the bracha could not be the same identical bracha, because in effect you're doing a different mitzvah over here. And he says the bracha in this case would be Al Nekiyas Yadayim, for the cleanliness of the hand. Umiyu Yesh Mishom Edelo Mevarech Alayim. There are those who say that if you have water that's not usable, doesn't qualify for the mitzvah of Seuda, then you don't make a bracha on such water even when you wake up in the morning. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Achronim Echriyu La'alocha the Yuchal Levarach on the Netilas Yadayim, even if the water would not qualify for Seuda, but nevertheless you make a bracha for the Netilas Yadayim. Sif Beis Yidakdek Laros Aleh Mayim Sholosh Pi Amin. Why three times? After all, if we're dealing with the Kiyus, or we're imitating the Kohen is in the Kiyar, one time should suffice. So the Mechaber says, Lahavir Ruach Rosh Ashor Aleh. This is a skula, something to do with this. You know, it's a spooky kind of thing that you have Ruach Ra in your hands, maybe because of the contact with death. And here, to get rid of that Ruach Ra, you need, there's certain very unique rules that operate. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Ki chutz me'atam v'nizkorim, in addition to the Rosh and the Rashba, tzorach litol gam mishum Ruach Ra ha'shor al yadayim. And therefore you need three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra. That's what we said before. It could be you need niguv to get rid of the ruach ra. So ruach ra dances to its own tune. It has its own regulation. Achecha da netila hu mishum ruach ra levad lo yimesakten al zeh bracha. Now, everybody seems to agree that the original takana of washing your hands negelvas when you wake up in the morning is not generated by ruach ra. Ruach ra itself, in and of itself, would not be sufficient of a reason to establish this mitzvah, this bracha of the Netilas Yadayim. But nevertheless, once they establish this mitzvah, they're worried about Ruach Ra'ah, and therefore they encourage you to wash your hands three times pour water on each hand. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Laros Aleihem, He says v'yitleg lechatchila ad perek hazroa. He says the ideal mido or shiur of yadayim is up until the wrist, but in emo mayim, if there's a very grave shortage of water, is dayad kishrei etzbaoso. That's the point at which the fingers attach to the hand. V'tzarch lifshot hakapos k'mishirotzel kabel davar. I think he means after you pour the water, you should flatten your hands, turn them upside down, so that the palm, right? The palm of your hand is exposed. It's on top. The adbiyem kinegeta rush, and he should lift up his hands about the size, the height of his head, and gam tov ladiach piv. Okay, fine. He's talking now about rinsing out his mouth, and that's a good idea, except on a fast day, he says. And shalosh piyom. Vafilu shofech harbe b'pam achas eino modi. So it's not a matter of the volume of the water. You can have a volume times three, but if you pour it all in one shot from one kli, that's only considered pam achas. Ki eino ruach holech ela b'sholosh pam. To get rid of the ruach ra, you need three times. Tainu pam achas al yad yamin, yakach al yad shmol, and you have to do that three times b'seirim, one after the other. The sefer ma'aser rav kosav arba pi'omim. So it sounds like the Gaon was in favor of four times. Shal pam laver ruach ra'a, for avis laver ma'im shenitmu. In other words, the water after the third pouring is still saturated with ruach ra, and you have to get rid of that. So you need a fourth one to get rid of that. If we're worried about ruach ra'a, there's no difference here between a man and a woman. Maybe a man has a more severe requirement to prepare himself for tefillah, but a woman also has to prepare herself for tefillah, and certainly she has to prepare herself before her hands come in contact with food to make sure that the food does not contract contamination. You see, here I had a question: at what age should we be makdid that the children have negelvas? And he says, "Ki nogim b'machol." It means that the age in which the child is old enough to come in contact with the food with their hands. And when a child is born, either breastfeeding or you feed them the spoon into their mouth, they're not touching the food, and therefore we don't have to worry about ruach ra'a. But once they get mature enough and their hands have contact with food, then we have to be makpid on negelvas to get rid of the ruach ra'a. This is a very philosophical issue here, because a guy, paradoxically, his hands were not washed, and yet when he touches the food, garnish ketrof, nothing happened. You would think that if a Jew is metami, then how much more so a guy should be metami. But in Tumah v'Tahara, it doesn't work that way. There's no tumas neither by a guy. I'm not even sure if a guy is the tamid tumas. All with the rice, you have to know. What it means is that a guy, because of his low level, doesn't have tumah. Tumah is a reflection of the higher level. When we think about thanking Hashem for all the various types of negayim, it's because that reflects on our higher level. If you're at a spiritually higher level, you're more sensitive to something like tumah. And in the guy's case, he cannot contract tumah, he cannot transmit tumah to the oath. It would be really interesting if the halacha wasn't like this. So when you go to the kitchen staff in any hotel, or if you have a woman working in your house, she would have to be makpid on until she died. Maybe you would make a brach on her behalf. I'm just kidding. Now, if you look in the Mechaber, he writes that Lo yiga biyodo kodem netilu lepeh v'lo lechotem lezayim lo leinayim. He should not have any contact between his hand before netil sidayim and any of the orifices of his body. And this is because of Ruach Ra'ah. And, you know, if the Ruach Ra'ah enters into this orifice, into his mouth or into his nostrils, it might have a catastrophic effect on his body. So therefore, we're in a pretty big rush. It's pretty urgent to get the Netil Shidayim, you know, under our belt, so to speak, behind us, because of the urgency of getting rid of the Ruach Ra'ah. So Ruach Ra'ah is not only a problem with touching food, it's also a problem with getting, if that Ruach Ra'ah will somehow penetrate into a person's body. The Lole Nayim, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Yesh Li Zor Afilu Al Gabei Einav Mibachutzim Efshol. In other words, he should be careful not even to put water on the eyebrows, on the eyelids, on the outside, because Chas V'Shalom might go into his eye, and he's got Ruach Ra'ah, he hasn't yet done Negel Vasa, and this is a problem. Now we're going to have to address the question of somebody who sleeps during the day. Does he have the same requirement as someone who sleeps at night? How long did he sleep? And does that generate Ruach Ra'ah? Alright, we're up to Sif Dal. Afil Mishinotal Yodov Lo Yimashvesh B'Piyat Habas Tomi Yedeshim V'Yosel Yidei Tachtonios. I'm not exactly sure what he means by this, but he tries to tell us that even if a person has washed his hands, so he's post-negalas, so there's no problem with this Ruach Ra'ah, nevertheless he should avoid touching Piyat Habas, the anal orifice. The Kodem Netil Yesh Osem Yiligam Piyat Asafil B'mikra M'chein La'am V'mokam HaNekev. So he urinates from a certain orifice, he should make sure before Netil Sidayim not to touch them. The Chiddush here of the Mechaber is that even after he removed the Ruach Ra'ah and he's post Netil Sidayim, he should still not come in direct contact with that orifice. Then in Sifei says, Lo yiga v'gigish shechar shemishmush hayad mafsid hashechar. It seems that he's talking about your hands before you wash them, but possibly even after you wash them. And you come in contact with a gigas of shechar, a barrel of beer. And it seems that the touching of a hand in the barrel of beer has a detrimental impact on the beer and it's mafsid the shechar. Mishnah Berurah points out that if he has contact with the beer before he washed Netil Sidayim in the morning, before Negel Vasa, so there's an issue that we discussed earlier about Ruach Ra'ah, nevertheless, it does not generate an Iser B'dieved on the contents of the Gigas. However, if it's a solid substance, a solid food, like a fruit or etc., and he came in contact with the fruit with his bare hands before Netil Sidayim, is Yadichenu Sholosh Pam. He should rinse the fruit off three times to get rid of the possible transmission of the Ruach Ra'ah. B'chein Ein Lishtos Ashan Tabak Kodem Netil Sidayim. You know, you shmek a tabak, or you smoke a tabak, and you smoke tobacco, and you come in contact with the tobacco. This wasn't sophisticated like today. You buy it's already rolled in paper, but it's raw tobacco. And if you come in contact with before Netilas Yadayim, again, it's going to be Ruach Ra'ah. The Chiddush here is, even though it's not an Ochel, it's not a Nechal, it's not something that you're going to eat, but nevertheless, you should not transmit a Ruach Ra'ah onto Tabal. Now we're up to Se'if Vav in the Mechaber. Ein Tzorech Revius L'Netilas Yadayim L'Tefila. For this Netilas Yadayim, which is the Negelas in the morning, we don't require a Revius. Ratzal Omar, says the Mishnah Berurah Novet Tesvav, second wide line. The Eved Enema Akiva Bracha U'Mevarech Al Netilas Yadayim L'Chatfila Tov L'Hak B'Tshiyir Lo Gamkin Revius. In other words, the shear of water, how much water, what volume of water is the minimum volume that's valid for Netilas Yadayim is going to be a revius. But that's only as far as Seuda is concerned, your classic Netilas Yadayim. As far as Tefillah, and as we said, according to the Rosh, the Netilas Yadayim that we're talking about here, when he wakes up in the morning is for Tefillah. So then, we're going to say you don't need a revius. And the reason for that probably is because we're not talking about Netilas Yadayim per se, we're just talking about cleanliness and removing a Ruach Ra'ah. And therefore the requirement of revius is not the same. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out that although b'di'eved you could make a bracha of Netilas Yadayim even with less than a revius, but l'chatkila tov l'hak b'shiyah lo gamkin revius. And this we'll see in the next in the next paragraph. Now exactly how much a revius is, I'm not sure. If I'm not mistaken, the Chazon Ish is very machmir. He requires 4.4 liquid ounces in order to set up a revius. Reb Chaim Noah and others have a much smaller shear. Tov lahakpit, Se'if Zayin, v'netil sinayim shakus, v'chol advar ma'akim, v'netil sinayim se'udo. Again, we're not talking about a psul in the mayim, let's say the water itself is not drinkable, that doesn't bother me in netil sinayim shakus. But there are other kapedus that we should advocate in the Netilas Yadayim Shachris that are derived from the Netilas Yadayim to Seuda. So we'll see exactly what those kapedus are. Let's see, we have something here in the Be'er Halacha. One second, I'm just trying to check out if it's the right paragraph for us. Ushar Hadvar. We didn't get to that yet, so we'll keep a finger on Ushar Hadvar. And the Machaber says that we should be makpid for Shachris, whatever we require for Suda. Umiru says Rama, Eina ma'akid lo kli, lo kol gavra. Ushar dvar ma'poslim v'netilas ha'se'uda. So it's hard to say whether the Rambam is arguing with the Mechaber, or is just embellishing and interpreting the Mechaber. He's saying that when the Mechaber says tov lahakpid, etc., you should know that it's not likuva. And if in netilas yadayim l'se'uda we need a kli, and that's likuva, and kol gavra is not going to be kosher, even b'di'eved, if he's lacking kol gavra. Like, let's say, for example, he puts his hand into a river, that would not be a kli, but possibly even if he would have a kli, but let's say the kli is already pouring, like, you know, you have a faucet that's already open, then you're missing what's called kol gavra, you know, to pour the water onto your hands. And shar dvar ma'poslim v'netila b'se'uda. So we're getting a little bit of a glimpse into Netilas Yadayim in its original form, which is tefillah. I'm sorry, which is suda. But even though l'chatchila you should have kol gavra and you should have a kli, but the Rambam nevertheless insists that that's not li'ikuva. Let's just see if there's anything in the Mishnah Berurah here. We should be up to number test Zion. Yeah, test Zion. This is three lines up before the end of the page. But Salomar di'eved li'inyan ha'bracha. Ah, interesting. The Mishnah Berurah here is Machadish, a big chiddush here. Let's say, for example, if you're up to Negelvasa and you don't have access to a kli, or it's not a kol gavra, the question is, can you make a bracha? Maybe we could say that, you know, he's yotze without a kli, because he achieves nikius, etc. But to say that you made a bracha on it, that's going very far. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzalom v'dieved l'inyan bracha. In other words, there are two ways of learning the language of the Ramah Eino Ma'akiv. Does Eino Ma'akiv means not Ma'akiv as far as Netilas Yadayim is concerned? Or Eino Ma'akiv means not even Ma'akiv, the bracha. And you can make the bracha. And he answers them. Yuchal Levarech al Netilas Yadayim. He can recite Netilas Yadayim. See, I was wondering, I would have said that this might depend upon the reason for Negelvas. If you tell me the reason for Negelvas is Nekius, okay, make a bracha, you have the Nekius, even if you don't have Koch Gavra, or you don't have Kli. So these are Dvarma Ma'akvim with Tzor Suda, but not for the Kiyos. But then you move on to the Rashba. The Rashba says like the Kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, that requires a Kli. Or for example, you talk about Ruach Ra'ah. It seems that Ruach Ra'ah might require a Kli. He says here in the Mishnah Berurah Tezayin, but Salom v'dieved l'inyan bracha, Yuchal Levarech al Netilas Yadayim. So in other words, he doesn't have a kli and he's making a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim. That's pretty way out. Did you ever hear such a thing? That you can make a bracha on the Netilas Yadayim without a kli? Very new to me. A lot of chidushim here today that I never knew about. He says, "Afilu chatchila hechad yeshu b'ninacher." If Imamish has no access to a kli, he'll recite Al Netilas Yadayim without a kli. Al Hechli Efshar, if he has access, he just has to schlep a little bit, but he can pull himself together and get himself a kli. Efshar de Tov Lahakti. I'm sorry, Tov Lahakti. He should be makpid on getting the kli. But it seems that he's saying that even if he wasn't makpid, he can make the bracha Al Netilas Yadayim. Yad Ramos says, lo kli, but salom de mahani afla havi ruach ra'ah. Wow. We thought in ruach ra'ah he needs a kli, and not only that, he needs three times in each hand. Now he's saying that for ruach ra'ah you don't need a kli. I wish he would mention the Rashba here, because I think the Rashba would certainly require a kli, like the Kiyar in the Beis HaMikdash. Lachenim ain lo kli sholem. Well, here's a case where he has a kli, but it's broken. Muto lito mi kli nakuv. Right, so it has holes in the bottom of it. Vechein mi flomift. And we all know what a flomift is, right? He says flomift is a mishavas mayim. Right, it's something that that sucks in the water. Afshe ain't can call gavra. Ah, in other words, he's gonna he pulls the water, but he doesn't pour the water. So the water is generated. The movement of the water is generated by this mash'evas mayim. and his hands, you know, are there, and he gets the water onto his hand. So there's no kol kav. And nevertheless, this would be okay for tefillah, but not to prepare us for su'ud. So if he rubs his hand one against the other, even with water, that's not going to be enough. He's got to submerge his hands into water or pour water onto his hands, even if he's doing so in the absence of a kli, and even in the absence of kaka'ah. Okay, let's see if we finished the Ramah. Yeah. So now we're up to the Mechaber in Sif Ches. And he says, Netilas Yodayim, here we're turning to page 18, Shachris Ein Notlin Al Gabi Karka El Letoch Kli. What is the problem with pouring water over your hands and the water's going to go onto the karka? What's the issue here? So he says here in the Mishnah Berurah, "Afilu al gabi kisamim asur, mivnei sheruach ra'ah shora aleihem." Just one second. What is he bothered by over here? He's washing his hands, and the water is going onto the karka. All right. What's the issue here? Afilu al gabi kisamim asur. Don't have it. Unless what he means is that somebody might come in contact with the water that's on the karka. Ah, or maybe he wants to grow something from the karka. I don't know. Somehow the ruach raw, it's not a good idea that the water should be on the karka. You know what? Maybe it'll become clearer as we go along. Let's see. Mayim shel netilas yadayim in number tough. I think Sif Tes is going to shed a light on Sif Ches. Mayim shel netilas yadayim shachar also lehenos mihem. So this, I think, is the problem here with pouring onto the karka, because you gain something by it. Now, are you planting something in your house? I don't think so. But if you pour the water onto the ground in your house, then somebody else might benefit from that water. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen. If, on the other hand, he's worried about planting, but how would that wouldn't apply to the son? That would apply to a son, but not to a bias. But in any event, the water itself is asur bahano. So therefore, if you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Bnei Adam, Ki yuchu linozek al yidei haruach ra, yishpachei b'makom midron o ba'ofer tichua. Because he's got to get a guarantee, he gets rid of this water in such a way that no one would be damaged by the ruach ra that's on this water. No biyu. No tel kli shalmayim biyad yimino. He should first grab onto the water that's in the kli with his right hand, but no snow, and he pours it liyad smol. Kidei sheyorek mayim al yumino tchila. Wow. So he picks it up with his right hand, passes it onto his left hand, and then pours it onto his right hand. So the first hand that's gonna get wet is gonna be his right hand. Chaf Beis, take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Kedeshi is gaber yamin shehu chesed al smol shehu din." Wow. He says that we want to give a certain preference to the right hand, which is chesed. So he starts with picking up the water on his right hand, but now he has to get the water onto his right hand. He's holding it in his right hand. How is he going to do that? He's got to pass it over to his left hand. But let's look at the Mechaber in Yud Aleph. Lo Yitol Mimishalo Notal Yodav Shachas. In other words, they shouldn't be passing the water from one person to the other. The person who's passing hasn't yet washed his hands. However, the Mishnah Berurah interprets this a little differently. He says in Chaf Gimel, Ratzalom Lishpok Lo Al Yodav. In other words, Reuven is going to be the one to pour on the hands of Shimon, which is fine, except for the fact that Reuven himself has not yet washed his hands. But Lishpok Lo Al Mayim, that he's not allowed to do. So to facilitate the water, give him access to the water, it's okay if he hasn't washed his hands. But to actually do the netila, that has to be from a person who himself has already done netila sidah. But netila achila rashoy lito mimishalo notal yodav. Why is this? You see, for Sa'uda, we're not worried about Ruach Ra. I mean, it's in the middle of the day. Presumably, he hasn't been sleeping. So if the person himself hasn't done the Netilas Yadayim, what difference does it make? Only in the case of Shachris, where we're dealing with Ruach Ra, then we have a problem if the person who's giving you the water, or at least pouring the water, has not himself done the Netilas Yadayim. Because he's got the Ruach Ra and he's pouring that onto your hand. The Koch Gaber is coming from a Koch Ruach Ra. Now, what about Shichshech Yodav? So we said that Shichshech Yodav, you know, to just simply, you know, rub his hands one against the other, that's not sufficient. But in Sif Yud Beis, he says Shichshech Yodav to Kli Shel Mayim. In other words, he's dipping his hands into a kli of water, and he's rubbing his hands inside the water. Also, lo netila lekriyas malitfila. So this is enough to prepare himself for Kriyat Shema Tefillah because he effectually cleans his hands. He's not, however, pouring water from a kli onto his hands. Avolo l'ruach ra'ah shalem, to remove the ruach ra'ah, we need a netila. And it's not enough that he dips his hands into the water. So we'll see the Mishnah Berurah on this, but first let's just finish the Mechaber. He says, "In shichshech yodav begimel memos muchlof mechulofim yesh listapik im also lo lahavir ruach rosh aleh." So there may be one exception to the rule that we just established, that ruach ra cannot be removed by shichshech yodav betov mayim. But in the case of Gimel Memos, like there are three, let's say, springs or so, Mukhlofim, that each one is different than the other, maybe he could be Ma'vir Ruach Ra by dipping his hands and rubbing them under these three bodies of water. Let's go back to the beginning of the Sif, see if we can put this all together. Shichshech Yodav L'tov Kli Shel Mayim Also Lo Netil L'Kriyat Shema U'L'Tfilah V'Lol Ruach Ra Shalei. Let's start with number Chafei. With Kriyat Shema U'L'Tfilah V'Yuchal L'Vorech Al Netil Sidayim. Why? D'Amrina B'Kiyar V'Rochtzu B'Menu V'Lo B'Sokha Habi Alma Afilu B'Sokha. So in other words, the water comes out of the Kiyar and it goes onto his hands. But if he puts his hands into the kiyar, that's not acceptable. And that's a separate din in kiyar. But now we have a mute that in other cases, he'll be alma afilu b'tocha, even if he dips his hands into the water. However, that's not going to help for the ruach ra issue. Amalav yeruach ra boy erui gimel. He has to pour the water three times. The shikshuf b'kli afilu. Afilu mea pa'amim lo chashuv elo echad. Why is that? Is that, you know, apparent to, you know, intuitively logical? Miyad nitmu amayim v'havyan kimo shofchim. So again, if we're talking about tefillah, kriyat shema, nikiyus, and all the like, so we have a diuk in the parasha of Kiyar to tell us that even if he dips his hands into the water without pouring the water on his hands, that would be sufficient. As far as Ruach Ra is concerned, it seems that once he puts his hands into the water, he's basically being metame the water. So in the case of Ruach Ra, you have to take the water out of the kli in order to pour it onto his hands. That's called Iri Gimel Pa'am. So in other words, as far as Ruach Ra is concerned, you need Eirui, because immediately when he puts his hands into the kli that has water in it, he's going to be metame the water. Oh, but if he has Memos Mechulafim, that gives him a suffix. The Efshel Lavdafka Irui. You don't have to pour the water over your hands to get rid of the Ruach Ra. What you need is Rechitza. But the only problem is that once you dip your hands in the water becomes contaminated. But here that he has three different memos, that should be okay. Odebeinon Erui Kli Al Yadav. The alternative is to say no. In order to get rid of Ruach Ra, you need pouring the water. And in this case, it's very nice that you dip your hands into the water, but you haven't poured any water on your hands. So basically what's happening is the Mechaber is vacillating back and forth about what is the issue of soaking your hands in water. Why wouldn't that achieve the goal of removing Ruach Ra'ah? So one answer is because Ruach Ra'ah can only be removed through Netila, when he takes the water out of the source and pours it onto the hands. The other approach is to say that you don't need netila for removing Ruach Ra'ah. But if you dip your hands into the water, you won't be able to get Shalosh Piyamim because immediately the water becomes contaminated. So that's what we have over here, the suffix of the Mechaber. The Efshel Lav Dafka Irui Be'ino Lav Ruach Ra Ba'afil Rechitza Sagi Ode Be'inan Irui Mikli Al Yodav. Okay. So that's the deal with Sholosh Mekomos Mechlofen. Kosva Prima God, this is the first of the white lines. Lefiza Emtochav Yodav Benar Sholosh Piyomim So this is really interesting. What you can do is dip your hands three times into the river or three times into the snow in three different places. And that's great as far as Kriyat Shema Tefillah is concerned. But with regard to Negelvasa, where we said that there's a suffix whether in Havaras Ruach Ra, you must require a Netila, which means a Shpicha Samayim Al Yodav. Here there was no pouring of the water onto his hands. The Ulai Ba'ina Lezeh Eru Kli. So when he dips his hands into the snow, that's not going to be an Iri Kli. He's not pouring the water onto his hands. Va'atzos HaChayim, that's the Malbim, or maybe not. Pasak Kibinahar. Just 1 second. What is the Prima Gaon trying to add over here? That Ulai the Inon Iruv, I'm sorry, what is the Malbim trying to add here? That Binor became the Shadow Maybe said Mahani Aflav, why? Not sure exactly why. Unless he means, I think I know what he means. He's saying that every time he dips his hands into his into the water, he's going into a different water. In other words, it's not Makomos Mukhlafim, but there's snow here and there's snow there and snow there. Every time he dips his hand into snow, he's coming in contact with a different snow. So even if he's contaminating the snow through Ruach Ra, nevertheless, it should be fine. You know, all these halachas are very relevant if you're on a hike, if you're on a trip, and you did not bring with you ample supply of water, or maybe your kli broke and you don't have a kli, and you're out there in the boondocks. So the one possibility that he has here is that if he has access to a nahar, to a river, he might be able to dip his hands into the river. That's not going to work for Seuda, but it might be sufficient for Tefillah and Bracha. Okay, I think we're up to Ne'er Kol HaLayil. So let's just, I mean, we're running out of time here, but let's just read Yud Gimel, because this, I think, is the most relevant. Im Haya Ne'er Kol HaLayil, Yesh Lestapik Im Tzarek Litol Yodav Shachris, Lispalel, Ulahavir Ruach Ra'am Yadav. We don't really know whether or not there's a need to wash the hands. First of all, as far as the key is concerned, Lechori didn't touch Makomos Metunofim. As far as the Rashba's Chadosh Lekarmi, he's not a new entity because he didn't even go to sleep. But what about Ruach Ra'ah? Is Ruach Ra'ah something that sort of happens by itself? That seems to be the Sufik in the Mechaber. So there are two Sufikas in the Mechaber. One is, can you get rid of Ruach Ra'ah in three different places of water when you dip your hands in, or is it separate Aloch of Netila? And the second Sufik is, what happens if he was awake all night long? Is there such an entity called Ruach Ra'ah? He says here in the Mishnah Berurah Kol HaLayla, Im Yashen B'Miktsasa, if he slept part of the night, L'Kuli Alma Tzarech Litol Yodav HaBoker Kedin, V'Ushi Yashen Shnas Keva Al Mitoso. So he has to go into his bed, and he's got to be there for 20 minutes, he's got to have a kfiyus to it. Umishum destam yaday maskani saying bevali nogam vokum mitunaf avol im yoshik tzas. You know, he calls it a shena saroi lo rosh dino ki ilu lo yoshik klal. I'm assuming that according to the Rashba, it's also ki ilu lo yoshik klal, because it was only a nap. You know, he hopped a nap for a few minutes. What do they call it? An energy nap? I forgot to have that phrase for it. You know what I'm talking about? You know, sometimes you're up for a long time, you're very tired, but if you get 5 minutes, it can wake you up with an energy. And he says in such a case that whether you go like the Rashba or like the Rosh, you should not have to require Netilas Yadayim. But what about the Ruach Ra'ah business? So that's what the Sufik is all about over here. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah of Ches, he writes, "Dahainu l'tefilah, geish safek im tam shel netilas yadayim shachris ke'arashba." Ah, wait a second. Oh, now he's introducing a whole new element into the equation called lo plug. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah agrees that conceptually, in a theoretical world, according to the Rashba, if he took just a nap in the middle of the night, then he's not a Birya Chadosha. We wouldn't need the Tilsi Dayim. But he has a principle here called Lo Plug. And based on Lo Plug, he wants to suggest that we have to worry about Netil Sidayim, the Tzark Netila.
Any then to sleep, well, I guess 20 minutes.
That's what I'm wondering. He doesn't go into detail here because he calls it a Shena Saroy. So let me read it one more time. He says that according to the Rashba, Afagav Dahashta Lo Nasa Birya Chadosha, because again there was no Shenas Keva, but nevertheless Lo Plug Rabbanu V'Tzok Netila, he's saying with a bracha, I don't know, O Shema Ikar Tavka Rosh, so worry about the Negiyah B'Mkomos to Upenayr V'Lo Naga V'Makom Metunav, he can testify that I was awake, I didn't touch a Makom Metunav. Is Ein Tzor Tefila. I know, I think we'll have to pick this up a little bit later on. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, O Shema Ikar Atam Keharash, and therefore, B'Neyar Delo Naga B'Makom Metunav Ein Tzor Netila. So according to the Rosh, clearly he doesn't need a Netila if he was up the whole night, even if he slept for a short period of time, because the assumption is he had no negiyah b'makom metunav. La'avei ruach ra, yesh gam kein safek. He's not sure whether you need a netilah if he was awake for the night, if he slept for a short period of time, for havaras ruach ra, the alma hashena gorim ruach ra, kein afil yashin b'yom, shor ruach ra, v'tzach litol yadav. So if he slept a little bit at night, it's no different than if he slept a little during the day and he needs the Netilas Yadayim to remove a Ruach Ra. V'neir ba'layla ein tzarch lito yadov. O shal layla gorim a Ruach Ra v'nkein yadin behipuch. So he's suggesting that maybe we need, in a case of neir ba'layla, we don't need the Netila because there's no Shena here, and the Goreim here of Ruach Ra is the Shena, the sleeping. Or should we say that Laila in and of itself is a Goreim Ruach Ra? That brings the Ruach Ra. And therefore, even if he's awake, he needs to wash his hands. So again, in the Mishnah Berurah of Vav, he was talking about Yoshen Ktsas, which means a Shena Saroy. And he says that according to the Rosh, it's as if he wasn't Yoshin at all. But now in Chav Ches, he's going back to the Mechaba. The Mechaba says, "Oh, Yener Kol Alayla, Yesh is stopping him Tzorach Litol Yod of Shachris." And he's not talking about sleeping at all. And he's saying that if you're talking about Tefillah, and he was Ner Kol Alayla, then we have a suffix. If the reason for Netilas Yadayim Shachris is like the Rashba, then we might have this low plug, and he's like a Birya Chadosha, even if he was awake at night. But if we go like the Rosh, and he was awake at night, there's no Tinuf, and therefore he would not need Netila. And we're not sure about Ruach Ra'ah, because we don't know if Laila itself is the Gorim Ruach Ra'ah, or it's the Shena, that even during the day, that would be Gorim Ruach Ra'ah. So in all these cases, what does he do? Says the Ramah, we have to advocate Yitlein below Bracha. We have to omit the Bracha. He should do Netilas Yadayim the regular way of Sholosh Pa'amim because of the Safek, but he omits the Bracha. And now the Mishnah Berurah number Lamed says, Yesh Me'achram Shecholkim Al Achras HaRamah Bazev Esovim Ditzarch Levarech V'yesh Maskimim Imo. So he's not sure whether or not we go with the Achronim who disagree with the Ramah and they require a Bracha, or should we go with the Shari Tshuva and so forth that agree with the Ramah. Kol zeh below Asa Tzrachav. Aval Asa Tzrachav, Kodem HaTfila, Haskamas Achron, Bozeh, Tzarch, Litol, yodav ulevarech. So if a person is up the whole night and then he goes to the bathroom, he should make a bracha of al netilas yadayim. Chenochalas chatchila mishaneir kol laila kol b'leil shvuas yas etzroch v'yotil mayim v'yishavshev sha'oz l'kul yam yizchayv levarech v'yivarech al netilas yadayim v'asher yotzar. And that's because he was involved in asiyas l'tzrochov, and that alone is enough to be mevarech, justify the bracha of al netilas yadayim. Okay, we'll stop here.